This is your midday briefing for Monday, August 19th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. A three-month reprieve for Huawei. The Trump administration has extended the length of a license that has enabled Huawei Technologies to continue working with U.S. customers. That's despite national security concerns that prompted administration officials to add the Chinese telecom company to an export blacklist earlier this year. Commerce Department officials granted a 90-day extension to the license that has allowed Huawei to continue doing some business within the U.S. The license, granted in May, was scheduled to expire on Monday. Another deadline is looming a bit sooner, this one for U.S. companies to report pay for women and minorities. Companies are preparing to give federal regulators the most detailed information ever collected about how they compensate workers of all genders, races, and ethnicities. All employers with more than 100 workers must disclose a broad array of pay information to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission by September 30th. The move is part of a push by the government to narrow long-standing earnings gaps. U.S. stocks rallied to start the week Monday, led by banks and tech firms. Shares of companies that have reeled on escalating trade tensions jumped after U.S. officials said over the weekend that the White House was laying the groundwork for a new round of trade talks with Beijing. President Trump added on Twitter that the U.S. was doing very well with China and talking. For more, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.